Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Diocese of Des Moines Bishop William Johnson. He's my guest. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Verena.
Creative, compassionate God, you bring order and abundance out of chaos. You speak your word to us, who bears wisdom, healing, freedom, and renewed hope for those who seek justice and the way of peace together. Stir your spirit and release your grace from the heavens upon this assembly of legislators. May they embrace the charge extended to them by the people of Iowa with humility, integrity, and zeal for the common good. May they use words to reveal truth rather than conceal it. May they engender mutual respect to the extent that they can ardently disagree, yet not dismiss or denigrate their colleagues or opponents. May the rule of law and the intentions of this state's and this nation's founders be a yoke they wear worthily, aided by your inspiration and steadfast assistance. May we enjoy good humor so that we take our duties and not ourselves seriously. And at the end of the day, may we entrust all that we're able to achieve and all that remains to be completed to your divine providence, so that we may take your blessings home with us for reflection and rest, abiding with you who are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always and forever. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 2197 and Senate File 2200 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
For the information of the body, we have both a message read in from the House as well as a gubernatorial appointee to introduce to the Senate. The House has on February 10, 2020, amended and passed the following bill in which concurrence of the House was asked. Senate File 2144, a bill for an act relating to financial and regulatory matters making supplementing appropriations fiscal year being July 1, 2019, including effective date provisions. The gubernatorial appointee to be introduced to you today is Jeffrey Plagey. As the superintendent of banking, he is the guest of Senators Kelker and Peterson and the Committee on Commerce, and he will be in the Senate lounge for 30 minutes after this to meet with any of you.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I'm humbled every day that I come to the Capitol, like every one of us in this room. It's such an honor to be here. But the one day of the year that's very special to me is Easter Seals Day. And today we get to celebrate that. Because these are incredible people. These are people that have an incredible story and have overcome so many obstacles in their life. And honestly, it brings tears to my eyes every year when they come down here. So I want to invite everyone to an incredible reception. I think it's the best reception of all year. Down the rotunda from 2:30 to 4, come enjoy the Sunnyside Express food truck and some of the goodies that they supply. But most importantly, I ask all of you to take time to spend with them and listen to them, because they are incredible people. They are gifts from God. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Colleagues in the Senate, I just want to let you know that today is the day for the visit to the Iowa State Capitol by representatives of the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators who are here to discuss flooding and environmental issues and bills. They have scheduled time in the meeting rooms behind the House, 3:05 this morning from 10 a.m. to noon, and 304 this afternoon from 1:30 to 4 if you'd like to go over there to visit. And I'm also going to look for some time to get them over to the Senate Lobbyist Lounge. The National Caucus of Environmental Legislators is a nonpartisan network of legislative champions to protect, conserve, and improve the natural and human environment. It will be holding its annual National Issues Forum August 7th through 9th in Indianapolis. So I hope you will get the opportunity to visit with representatives of the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators today. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Well, today is 2-1-1 Day on the Hill. And for those of you who don't know what 2-1-1 is or have never used 2-1-1 during a disaster, it's a 24/7 statewide service connecting several Iowans, about 75,000 Iowans per year, to human service providers to help them overcome life challenges related to housing, child care, food scarcity, transportation, and other needs. This was a very valuable tool during the flood of 2008 for us in Cedar Rapids. We were able to call 2-1-1 and connect many people with referrals to different agencies that would help them find housing and find food and find clothing. So please join the 2-1-1 providers. They'll be in the rotunda today from 10 a.m. To noon with, and Senator Green, you'll like this, ice cream sandwiches. They have ice cream sandwiches for you. Thanks.
At what time was that again, Senator, for the ice cream sandwiches?
Just for you, Senator, it is from 10 a.m. to noon. So,
you
know, life is uncertain. Eat dessert first.
That's what Senator Chapman always does. Seeing no other senator seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 12th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, February 12th at 9 o'clock.